This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The editor-in-chief of Bon Appetit, with whom you'll find a couple of interviews in the archives of this program, has resigned after a picture showing him in brownface circulated on social media, first posted by his wife, it turns out. At the same time, current and former staffers of that magazine accused it of underpaying people of color. Condé Nast, the parent company, said it goes to, and this is a quote, great lengths to ensure that employees are paid fairly. The specific example of Bon Appetit aside, though, if a company is serious about racial and ethnic pay equity, what should it actually be doing? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is on that one.
The first part's pretty basic. It's hard to fix what you don't measure. Companies can start by collecting the data. Adia Harvey Wingfield teaches sociology at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri.
You'll see many researchers say that if companies really want to address diversity and inclusion, set hard targets, set specific goals. Treat this as you would any other metric in a company.
You can measure the pay gap in different ways. You could do an average of the salaries of all employees, broken down by race and ethnicity, or go position by position. Marketing manager, level 3, what is everybody making? Kelly McElhaney, who directs the Center for Equity, Gender, and Leadership at UC Berkeley, says companies should also publish their data.
Pain is the fastest driver. We know that there is not gender or racial pay equity, period. We know that. So let's just not hide behind the numbers. Let's get them out there.
And she says they should make a public commitment to pay equity and hold managers accountable for it.
If Mary in this organization has a 2% pay gap and Mark in this business unit has a 12% pay gap, then Mark's comp has got to be tied to, are you achieving the goal that we have set for us as a company? If it's not, he's got to feel it.
Also, Catherine Giscombe, who runs the research and consulting firm Giscombe & Associates, says companies should set clear, objective criteria for where an employee falls in the salary range for a position, because too often bias creeps in.
If it's, well, I just see this person as being at the upper level of the scale, I really like this guy, he reminds me of my family. I mean, obviously, people wouldn't like literally say something like that, but that could be the basis for their biased recommendation that someone get a higher level of pay.
And she recommends changing the performance review process. So employees are evaluated by multiple colleagues of various ethnic and racial backgrounds when they're going for a raise or promotion. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.